Jesus kept his Father's word, and because I tell you the truth, you do not believe me. Which of you convinces me of sin? And if I say the truth, why do you not believe me? He that is of God hears God's words. You therefore hear them not, because you are not of God. Then answered the Jews, and said unto him, Say we not well that you are a Samaritan, and has a devil? Jesus answered, I have not a devil, but I honor my Father, and you do dishonor me. And I seek not mine own glory. There is one that seeks and judges. Verily, verily, I say unto you, if a man keeps my saying, he shall never see death. Then said the Jews unto Jesus, Now we know that you have a devil. Abraham is dead, and the prophets. And you say, If a man keeps my saying, he shall never taste of death. Jesus answered, If I honor myself, my honor is nothing. It is my Father that honors me, of whom you say, that he is your God. Yet you have not known him, but I know him. And if I should say, I know him not, I shall be a liar like unto you. But I know him, and I keep his saying. John chapter 8 verses 45 to 55. Those who love Jesus will keep his word. Judas said unto Jesus, Not Iscariot, Lord, how is it that you will manifest thyself unto us, and not unto the world? Jesus answered and said unto him, If a man loves me, he will keep my words, and my Father will love him, and we will come unto him, and make our abode with him. He that does not love me will not keep my sayings, and the word which you hear is not mine, but the Father's which sent me. John chapter 14 verses 22-24. Those who hear and keep the word are blessed. And it came to pass, as Jesus spake these things, a certain woman of the company lifted up her voice, and said unto him, Blessed is the womb that bare you, and the paps which you hast sucked. But Jesus said, Yea, rather, blessed are they that hear the word of God, and keep it. Luke chapter 11 verses 27-28. Those who both hear and keeps the word will be fruitful. Now the parable is this. The seed is the word of God. Those by the wayside are they that hear. Then comes the devil, and takes away the word out of their hearts, lest they should believe and be saved. They on the rock are they, which, when they hear, receive the word with joy. And these have no root, which for a while believe, and in time of temptation fall away. And that which fell among thorns are they, which, when they have heard, go forth, and are choked with cares and riches and pleasures of this life, and bring no fruit to perfection. But that on the good ground are they, which in an honest and good heart, having heard the word, keep it, and bring forth fruit with patience. Luke chapter 8 verses 11-15. I am the vine, you are the branches. He that abides in me, and I in him, the same shall bring forth much fruit. For without me you can do nothing. If a man does not abide in me, he is cast forth as a branch, and is withered, and men gather them, and cast them into the fire, and they are burned. If you abide in me, and my words abide in you, you shall ask what you will, and it shall be done unto you. Herein is my Father glorified, that you bear much fruit, so shall you be my disciples. As the Father has loved me, so have I loved you, continue you in my love. If you keep my commandments, you shall abide in my love, even as I have kept my Father's commandments, and abide in his love. John chapter 15 verses 5-10. This is really important. You have to know this. Jesus kept his Father's word without fail. He did not speak on his own, but only what the Father gave him to say. In this, he was perfectly obedient, and through that obedience, he revealed the Father. Jesus' honor came not from men but from God, and he promised eternal life to all who would likewise keep his word. Those who love Jesus will keep his word. Those who hear the word and hold it fast in a sincere and good heart will bear fruit, real, lasting, and abundant fruit. This is not optional for his disciples, it is the very evidence of being his. Therefore, let all who claim to know God hear and keep the words of Jesus. Let them continue in his love by keeping his commandments, just as he kept his Father's. For only those who abide in his word will live, bear fruit, and glorify the Father.